Thank you. Are there other delegations wishing to raise questions? I do not see any other request to speak. In the spirit of interactive dialogue, I would like now to give the floor to high contracting parties who wish to respond to the following set of questions contained in the program of work as circulated earlier by the ISU. Let me read the questions. One, for states that are affected, can you share good practices for the effective clearance of ERW? How do you adapt these practices to the densely populated areas or in the presence of non-state armed groups? How do you incorporate the SDGs in the protection of biodiversity and the environment in the clearance process? Two, how do you take into account the specific consequences of ERW and on women and children in your policies? Do your policies give an active role to women in the clearance process? And three, which challenges do you face during the clearance process and how do you overcome them? Are there any tools or new technologies such as drones or artificial intelligence that improve the clearance of ERW? High contracting parties may also wish to speak in their readiness to contribute to facilitating the marking and clearance, removal or destruction of ERW, i.e. how to determine the priority areas to be cleared and the challenges encountered in providing assistance with clearance operations. As Andreas earlier mentioned, this is an informal open consultation and high contracting parties may also wish to raise other related matters. The floor is open. Thank you.